everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, as if you didn't know. Well, there's some of you probably didn't, but this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're here this morning, as last week, we're here at KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, before the class. And we're just glad you're here with us. And Father, we thank you for being here with us. And we praise you and worship you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Last week we were talking about the Christian chain of command, and we're still going down that line. Now, Jesus, the Lord Advocate General of the church. Did you know the Heavenly Father has retired? Yeah. It's necessary, think about this now, to have turned all judgment of the earth over to the man that was here, experienced it, including hell itself. And he's turned, just study it out, it states it, he has turned all judgment into the hands of the Son. That's a good thing. Because he's been here, he's put up with it, and didn't sin. Amen. And because of him, we can live a sin-free life through what he provided, particularly if we're quick to repent and go right straight to 1 John, first chapter. Very important thing to do. And I had an experience a number of years ago in a meeting that was very challenging anyway. And during the afternoon service, I didn't get mad during the afternoon service. I came in mad. I was really, oh man. So I was walking around my hotel room. I said, I'm not going back over there tonight. I'm not going. And then here the Lord said, why not? I said, you know why. I'm talking out loud. You know why not. And then I repeated what I did, which is none of your business. I did not cuss. Yeah, I wanted to, but oh, I got so close. Now, here's what he surprised me with, Kenneth. He said, didn't you confess that before me? I said, yes, I did. Now, listen. He said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin was not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. Isn't that powerful? Praise God. And he's always there. Now, may I remind you of something else? In the last meal, the last Passover meal that changed heaven and earth forever, that last meal. Let's turn there. Let's turn to John 13. Now notice here, we had to get Judas out of the room. Extremely important. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. Not the Son of God, the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify in him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. And so now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Is that a commandment or not? Go right on over to the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. So is that. That is red. Those letters are as red as these others. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I want to come on down to the 10th verse. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works and he still does. Because Jesus was promising them right then, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Father can't come in his spirit. And then he said, go to Jerusalem and don't do any business until you get it. That should be the same thing today. Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, is the open door to the supernatural. Yes. Yes. Praying in the Spirit is so powerful. Now then, in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Then it names them. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, what did he do? He what?
Commanded.
He commanded. These are divine orders. Does he ever change?
No.
Does the Father ever change?
No.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the commander in chief of the church. And these are his written orders. So if you have a Bible, you have no excuse. Commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Freely receive what? Power and authority. Freely you have received it, so freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoe, nor yet stave, for the workman is worthy of his hire. That has been twisted by the devil in and out to keep poverty in the face of Christians. But you don't just leave it there. You go over to the book of Luke and he said, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord, we lack nothing. So the bottom line is, leave all your stuff at home. You're going to work for me. I'm supplying everything. Now later on, it's going to be your responsibility. And right as he was going to the cross, he said, well, now, I'm paraphrasing, I have been your protector. Now, if you need a weapon, buy one. So I bought one, or two, or three, or four, or five. My dad was a hunter, and he was a bird hunter. And first time he took me deer hunting, I thought, oh, I get to go deer hunting with my dad. People, do you kill those little fellas? Yes, and I eat them. I like game. And anyway, early one morning, kind of cold and misty rain, and he went through all the safety, the whole thing. Now, it's very important. This goes right into what we're saying. He taught me exactly what to do, every step of it. Jesus taught his staff what to do, every step of it. My dad and I, this is my first time. We went through that over and over and over. So, and the man took us out then. They've put me up in this huge oak tree. And the rifle, of course, I have my dad's deer rifle, and I have it now. It's very special to me. We went through the whole drill. How to, of course, I'd been firing it for quite a while, but this is my first time to hunt with it. And I was 12, 13 years old. And put me up in this huge oak tree. Went through the whole drill. And so, you know, unloaded and everything and went through the whole process to get me up in that tree and went through it all. And then I got up there and inserted the magazine and I'm ready. I am so ready. And it is misting. And it is very cold. And it got colder. And it got colder. And it got colder than that. And so the man came by. I don't remember what his name was. He came by. He and my dad came by. And they didn't do any good either because it was so cold and rainy. That great big oak tree came. I was sitting up in where I was easy, but I had to come back down and it came down like that. But I went through the whole reverse process to lower that rifle to my dad. I'm a young boy and I'm learning all the process of this. It's still with me today. Well, I turned around then to go back down this big tree. It had iced over. And so I started down and it just spit me out. I thought, whew, let's do that again. But my dad was teaching me everything I needed to know in that situation. Jesus is teaching these 12 everything they need to know. This is the way you do it. You look at me. You do what I do. And they did. And it worked most of the time. But they stayed in so much strife that didn't really stop until this night. That's really when it stopped. Nevertheless, look over here in this 9th chapter. Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And he saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth laborers into his field. And he called his 12. Glory to God. So he called his laborers for the field. What did he do? He went about all. Isn't all an interesting word? It means the same in Spanish. It means the same in Hebrew. It means the same in Chaldean. Keith Moore was talking about it when he was at Rhema. There was a young man decided he'd do a word study on all. And so he looked it up in all of the different languages, and he said, you know what it means? All. He went into all. Teaching, preaching, and healing. We had, I'm talking about Gloria and me, we had considered that we had salvation here and healing here. They are equally as important. Yes. Amen. In the eyes of God. Why? Because he wants his people well. Yes. He wants his people well. And, well, you're the first to hear this, all right? June the 28th, 1980, 12:07 in the morning, at our prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas. And I was praying about a number of things, and not particularly problems. While I was worshiping Jesus, his presence filled my spirit. He began speaking to me. He ministered to me and then began answering questions for me about some things I had prayed about. Suddenly, stand upright on your feet. Well, I'd heard that voice before. On the 23rd day of January, 1967. Stand upright on your feet. I sent you here and I'll take care of you here. And so I understood and I stood up on my feet. I commission you to lay hands on the sick with a special anointing. And there's certain things that he said to qualify that. Lay these hands on the sick. No sickness nor disease shall be able to stand before you. Your words shall be my words. Your thoughts shall be my thoughts. Habakkuk 3:4-5, receive my anointing. I held on to it all these years, over 40 years. I didn't just jump up and announce that because it sounded too much like what the Lord had said to Kenneth Hagin. And I refused to go out and try to qualify myself to do something. But this came on Gloria's birthday this year. And I refused to jump out on something. And when she stepped down from healing school, I stepped into it. And most of you know the reasons why. And so I just followed her pattern just as closely as I could. I followed her pattern. But when the Lord dropped that in me, I mean with that same force, I heard it with the same force. This is the next phase of your healing ministry. So then, and I talked to Pastor George about it. So now we have to change healing school to fit this. Because now I'm responsible for that. Now, I laid hands on the sick remembering this. But there was that void there until the direction from the head of the church concerning what he intended and planned for me to do in his healing ministry. Not mine, his, that I have been honored with. In 1977, when Prophet Kenneth E. Hagin separated me into the office of the prophet, he said this, "You're going to have to move over into that healing ministry a little sooner than you thought you would. You're not getting out ahead of God. You're keeping step with God." Well, I never did get out of the healing ministry. But I followed it step by step as the Lord gave me direction. Well, the direction came on the 12th of this month. So now we change order. I don't care if it takes 40 years. What's 40 years? How does 40 years match to 1,000 years? About that long. Amen. These are plans that he has. And I'm quite certain, and just from what I sense in my spirit, is that, and what he said was, this is the next phase of your healing ministry. He didn't say the last phase. This is the next phase. So I'm not going to get out of this phase if it takes another. Well, I won't be here 40 more years, but I will be 35. So I'm not going to get out of this one. It may change a year from now. 2 years from now. But I will remind you of this. I wrote that down and carried that in that book right there for 40 years. And didn't say anything about it. Jumping out there ahead of God got me into trouble for the last time. Because I would do, I just get out and announce we're going to do this. And then they think, oh, dear Lord, what have I done? I'd announce it on the platform. Then the Lord said, you took my anointing for strength, but now you're going to have to, since you announced it, you're going to have to do it. And we're out of time. Whoa. We'll be back in just a moment. Give the Lord a praise.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach. They equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
The Word of God is full of power. It created the universe. It separates life from death and light from darkness. It is the ultimate and final authority. Get the Integrity of God's Word package, which includes the Integrity of God's Word MP3 teaching and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, and learn to release the power of God's Word. The words you speak are like containers that carry power. Just like God used His faith to speak creation into existence, you can apply your faith in His Word to create a life of victory. Learn to live above the pressures of this life. When you make the Word final authority in your life, fear will bow every time. Invest time in the Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit and expect to receive revelation knowledge you need for every situation in life. Speak it out in faith and experience the integrity of God's Word. Request your free copy of Integrity of God's Word package, available at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Build an unshakable life on the Word that is not only always accurate, timely, and pertinent, but which is also filled with power to change your world. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Always remember to be quick to repent, slow to anger, and don't rush the Spirit of God. Amen. Follow Him. Not, don't get out ahead. Follow Him. And always remember this. God loves you. Now wait, I didn't say that. Always remember that. Under every circumstance, God loves you. He is love and He has power. And always remember, we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God forevermore.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.